Hello, my name is Janiyah, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, sir.
How may I assist you?
I was trying to file an unemployment claim, but it's not letting me.
May I have your social security number?
417-530-845.
Could you verify your first and last name for me?
Mariah Holloway.
Your date of birth?
2-26-01.
Your mother's maiden name?
Holloway.
I'm sorry?
Holloway.
And that's her last name when she was born?
Oh, my mama's name is Jude.
Okay, and your driver's license number?
Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
It's 104-92-140.
Okay. And what was your last employer?
It was Fort Cunningham. It was a hotel.
Okay. So what you want to file it over the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 20 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years? May I have your phone number?
Mine?
Yes.
It's 251-252-1192.
And were your driver's license issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
May I have your race?
Black.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I got my GED.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
May I have your residential address?
It's 110 Kayla Martin, K-I-L-M-A-R-N-O-C-K Street, Mobile, Alabama, 36604, apartment 8.
And would that also be your mailing address as well?
Yes.
And when you're working, what is your occupation?
I was a housekeeper.
And are you looking for work in that occupation?
No.
What type of work are you looking for?
Now I want to do a patient theater.
I'm sorry, could you repeat it for me?
Patient theater. Seeing with patients.
Oh, okay. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, and are you looking for work in that occupation? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Do you have experience or education in that type of,
Yes.
Okay. Do you work through a union hiring hall?
I don't work at the moment, but I'm looking.
No, do you work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts and accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
The most recent Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
I only worked one Sunday.
No, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, no.
And what is the reason?
I stopped working, yeah.
No, I asked, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Not have you worked.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a baby.
Okay. So, you hasn't been able to work since the most recent Sunday due to you having a baby?
Yes.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I say like 15 to 30.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I say I won't go no lower than 11.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business? And do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months? Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And what's the name of your bank?
Regions.
Would you be using your checking or a savings account?
Checking.
Okay. May I have that routing number?
Okay, hold on just a moment. My routing number is 062-000019.
Okay, and the account number?
034-027-9766.
And what was your last employer?
Fort Kearney Inn. It's a hotel.
Fort?
Yes, Fort Kearney Inn. It's F-O-R-T.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
May I have that employer phone number?
Yes. It's 251-405-5040.
In the city that you work in?
Mobile, Alabama.
May I have your employment start date for that job?
I started there March the 14th of this year.
And the last day you worked?
It was August the 9th.
And why are you no longer working there?
I'm looking for a new job because they were barely giving me hours.
Okay, so you quit to look for a new job?
Yes.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Could you verify that all the questions I asked you provided correct answers?
Pension for this employment. And have I received holiday pay, sick pay?
No, I said, could you verify that all the questions I asked you provided correct answers?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
You're fine. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties.
Yes.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Okay.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Right, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You could file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Do you have any questions about anything I just read or need me to repeat anything?
No, ma'am, but how would I set up a PIN?
I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'm going to give you your confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Already.
Okay. That confirmation number is 498 034 605.
Okay.
Okay. And the PIN number is 2001.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, ma'am. When we get off the phone, is it a way y'all can send me an email saying that I apply for unemployment, or it's gonna come to my email?
You can use the letters that they send you, because we don't send out, you know, emails.
Okay. Or could I just log in and it'll show me that I applied?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. It'll show you that your It'll show you that your claim is active.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.